I'm going to discuss now something which is based on what we were talking about before, because the Ramban says v'chein. Okay, so somehow there's a comparison of his discussion of Erev Chatzeres, where he has various possibilities. He has the possibility of that it's a shvus, the second possibility. The first possibility that it's an isum locha without an ase, a lav. And then at the end he talks about a mitzvah, but he calls that mitzvah an isa ase, and that's the brachas on. And I was very confused how the first two options work together with the last option, because for Maisa, if you're making a bracha, you're going to have to accept the last option. And the question is, what do you gain by saying it's an isa ase, if you're nesta anyway, b'teres malocha, or b'teres shvus, loch, separate loch, okay? What the amazing thing he does, and l'chayre he has to do that, because the same way there's a brocha for eiv chatzeres, there's also a brocha for eiv tchumim, okay? So you can ask the same question the Bahag. Maybe eiv chatzeres should be a separate mitzvah in minyan mitzvahs, according to the Bahag. Okay? But he makes an amazing statement in juxtaposition after finishing everything that he said about Tchumen. He said about Chatzeres, he said, Chatzeres, he says Tchumen is the exact same thing. And his lashon is V'chein halicha yoseh me'alpayim amo me'alpayim hu hadin v'hu atam. Okay? Now, I don't know if he's talking about I would assume, okay, since he hasn't mentioned the mitzvah yet, okay, you see, the Ramban talks about the Issa Shvus, the Issa Melocha, and the Issa Shvus, okay, and then in Chatzeres, then he talks about Tchumen, okay, and then he talks about the Tilos Yadayim, and then at the tail end, he talks about the Brocha, correct? So the chayr of the v'hu adin, v'hu atam, is referring to the first two things, okay? But even though as I mentioned it, l'chayr has to refer to this thing at the end, because the ma'aser is a bracha. But the v'chein is certainly going on the two things before, correct? On the isa malocha, on the isa, have I said anything wrong yet? L'chayr, that's where you have to learn it, correct? See, v'chein, hu adin v'hu atam, it's pretty clear that he's equating it. Okay. Okay. Now, I assume that the Ramban assumes, excuse the double word, that v'hu adin v'hu atam is a very simple thing. That l'shitaso l'taimei, that the Ramban's opinion is that the takonas Shlomo had within it two parts of eiv. It's eiv chatzeres and eiv tchumim. So one would assume it's an exact replica. Okay, and it's the same type of isa. Whatever it is, that's what it is. Whatever that is, that's okay. Then the v'hu adin v'hu atam makes sense. And the emes is, it's one day in Ramban before in Sherish Aleph, which we've seen already. And I'll read it to you. V'chein, when he talks about the geiris of Rus, and she was makabel upon herself, yoisma pa'im amo, Ramban just talks about that, okay? And Ramban says, "B'chein loshen ha'agoda, v'rus u'no'omi, tofsu lehem kol ha'mitzvus She'ein ha-kavono elo she'omolo schuma mitzis kulu g'sheinei tifush. That's his first answer. And, you know, the question is, was it important to mention all the mitzvahs? Or they just mentioned the schum, okay? Then he says, O she'achshavu she'omolo b'ruach ha-kedesh afilu mitzvois ho'atzidois l'schadesh k'mo she'omu mifakdinon tchum shabbos. You are enjoined from going out of tchum shabbos on shabbos. And he's telling that to us. Okay? It's a very interesting point, correct? So he says, Vihi mitzvah midivreim. It's not a derayis, it's only a drabon. Because Rabban is shitais and save our mitzvahs that we don't paskin. Like the Mandiyom of Akiva, the Tchum is a Paim Amo, and once you don't paskin of Akiva, Tchum is not derayis. Not like the Rambam. Vani choyshev. Now we get to an important part. Vani choyshev shehi tikun Shlomo uveis dinoi michlal eruvin. So the word eruvin means two things: eruv chatzeres ve'eruv tchumim. And I assume, but still, you understand, it still doesn't answer the question about osa luach hakodesh, because whatever it is was post Rus, because Rus is before David, so certainly before Shlomo. Okay, but the important thing is, if he says that the takon of Elvin in Eiv Chatzeres and Eiv Tchum L'Chayr is one takon of Shlomo, and then the Vuadin Vuatam makes a lot of sense. Okay, now there is a possibility that Eiv Chatzeres or Eiv Tchumim or the Yis or whatever it is or the issue might have preceded Rus. Then Shlomo becomes very interesting and what's going on. Okay? But I thought, once it deals with the history and we're trying to put everything together, I thought I'd share this with you. Okay? Tshuva from Haigai. Okay? Tshuva from Haigai. Nonetheless. And he is ready to say, like the Ramban, but he does something very interesting. He's ready to say with the Ramban that both Eruv Tchumim and Eruv Chatzeres is Takana Shlomo. But look what he does. It's in Moasphia, I don't know what that is, Simon Ayin Vov, okay? L'Rav Hai, She'sha'altem b'ma she'omru Shlomo tikein Eruv v'yodayim, Bishlo matilas yadayim tikein mishum shrach truma. El Eruvin, heich tikein Shlomo, heich tikein Shlomo. So now he's talking, he's having and discussing Shlomo Melech Takon, correct? V'chi lo hayu nehugin Yisrael kodem Shlomo bohem? Wasn't Eruv noyeg before Shlomo Melech? Okay. Kach hein advorim shekol oisan hashonim sho Yisrael tudim b'molchomois uba'ivim ubekamo minei tzolois lohilem pnai limdoid bein ir le'ir ulesachin piskei mobois. What's limdoid me'ir le'ir? That's talking about tchumim, right? And what's l'sakein pischei mavois ulaniach eruvin? What's that? That's eruv chatzeres. I don't know if the eruvin might be in the other place also, but whatever it is, lindoy, whatever. Okay, correct. Shohoy lehem lotzeis b'machnois v'lishma asapa, to watch the border. So they had to be very mobile and had to be able to and how to be able to carry in and out of the machna ground, even or whatever it is, and that's what he did. Then he continues. It's an amazing tshuva. And you can't imagine it wasn't an Issa. Issa kodum, but, you know, it just couldn't be noyeh, because, you know, it's not noyeh b'machna. V'shemo loinogu b'erev ki b'machna hein p'turim. You don't even suffer about it. Ki b'machna hein p'turim, k'mo shanino. Abod vorem omu b'machna. V'vim eitzim mikol mokal p'turim etil zedayim u'b'demayim la'arev. וכשאומר שלמה שנאמר ביומוב יהודה בישראל רב וכחיל איש תחס גפני וסחס תנוסי so it's a time of sholoi and shalvo not a time of machnes tikin lehem yudayim ve'elvim shalui nogu behem mikoidem arisizma so I don't know what heaven was sacking it for. Should have been knowing. I'm just not sure. I'm not sure what exactly happened, okay? But whatever it is, it's very clear that Takana Shlomo is on both of them, okay? But he also is ready to accept that it was something before. I'm not sure how he interprets I just don't know what it means exactly. In other words, you basically can walk as far as you want because you don't have time. You told Muhammad not to be moided. As much as you could be moided, you would have. I mean, this is a very strange thing. But whatever it is, Rus HaNomia was told the Fakirin HaTchum Shabbos. And the question is, in the Osid, wasn't Noig, because he said it wasn't Noig anyway. So I'm not sure. The question is, what forced him to do this and what is he gained by it? Maybe it's the same question. Okay, but that's what he is. L'chol is the Ramban. At least part of it. Okay, now is the rough part. This was, you know, nice, it sounds interesting. Okay, now is rough. The question is, can you imagine that Eruv Tachumim is a Shavuos? So I ask you, a Shavuos of what? Okay. See, B'chal, you know, you're dumbfounded to, you know, to imagine there could have been such a thing. Okay? On the other hand, we don't know what the Ramban's talking about then. V'adin v'atam. V'chein. Correct? However, if you want to be honest with yourself, isn't it strange if you open the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, Alam Abayz Mabayz, Shayfish Rosh Hashanah im avirun alo v'satchum v'im v'fachkan alo v'sagal lo oilim b'ilum v'olichan agavi behemo v'lo shotan apnei amayim. So what are these things? These are classic cases that Ramban quotes about Shavuos, correct? And in the middle of this Mishnah is about going outside the tchum. So you would have assumed that they're quoted all together, that you want to assume that maybe Eruv is also Shavuos. Okay? Eruv Tchum. Okay? You ask yourself, what does it mean? And you'll be confused. Okay? Is the question fair so far, correct? Now, so that would support the Ramban, that it's a Shavuos, but we still know what we're talking about. The truth is, Minchas Chinuch, Chof Dalet, Mitzvah Chof Dalet. V'inei kol Shavuos in the Rabban shegozu b'Shabbos v'yontif, osin kmo im oiver. V'oisem locha al teira oiva v'loisese v'ase kein ho'oisem locha midivreim oiva gam kein v'ase v'loisese midivreim ayin Rosh Hashanah daf lamed beis Dei mechalin yontif avu shoifer. Afilu bisi divrein kol fachas legal. Ein lach te sakino kuro mubu shomatam di asei. Ein doichel oisev asei. Vahayim de chazal osi chizit לדבריהם כשל תרע אין שם ברן אם כן כי ודהם אומרו דזה מלוכו ועוצרו זויס אוי ואהב איסה זויס אוי ואיסורו זויס אוי ואהב עשה ולויסה כי הם כל לא איסה דבריהם בכל מלוכו וזה פושט ואיסה תחומים זה אלפיים אמו שעושה חזר נירו דלו איסה נשיץ בחום יובייז מילדר איסה והולה בפני עצם כחזל עושו סיוב ועושו מיל על כפור ואיס הזה הוא נכלל בלב אז זה תחומים כמו בוסה בחולב בוסה אוהב בחולב נכלל בחולב בוסה בהם וזה פושט אם כן לפי מה שקוס בשם מוירוי של רשבו זה בתחום למען דיום בדיום בלב לקעשה כי מדינה בחולב לוחו אם כן הפיים הפיים זה גוזל חזל אינו חומר מהלב של תירה, ואי ואלויס עשה מדבריהם, אבל לא עשה, זה תחומר מהפילו של תירה, לק עשה. Then he does something. אבל, לעשה, זה תחומר רק דרבונון, ולק בתירה כלל איזה תחומים, וחומר שעושה תחומים, הם, כמו שקוסם, הם, כמו ששש מוסר שבת, על כן כל לא איס הזה בכלל מלוכה. תהי מוסר משום מלוכה. אם כן, חוץ לתחום, משום עשה ולא איס הזה. כמו כל שמוס שבת. מה שכלל, אם תחיס עשה, או איס התחומים, לא איס נעשה בתחום דרייסה, אם כן עשה, תהיה לא איס הזה, אפילו בבית מיל. דלק רק לב, לדעס מורי של רשבו. מכל שכם אמיל, שהוא לא יזסה את רבונון, ודאי עשה דרכם. So the Koshkin is, unless, okay, we'll say that, you know, but he's ready to say that even the Tchum, it's very strange, it's a Kula Chumwa, that gets the Shvus. The question is, Shvus of what? You don't know what you're talking about. Then he says,
"The shvus has to be of a specific malacha."
I don't know. That's what we're going to talk about, but we'll see. Okay. The Ramban the Pinyin is no isa deraisa, correct? That's the long Ramban in what do you call it? And forget the Amudi Od is the opposite. He says that if it's an Issa D'Raisa, it's like an Issa Melocha. Oh, if it's only Apayim Amo, it's Apayim Amo. Rabbi Akiva, it's an Issa Melocha. Because he wants to deal with the problem why the Gemara says, Tchum Alib D'Rabbi Akiva, the other Shabbos of Mai, Tchum Alib D'Rabbi Akiva. So it's Chol Beth Nisay Dinoi. Tchum of Apayim Amo, which needs some locha, and Tchum of Yudbeis Mil. And that's the Shivus Amudio. I'm not going to go into it. Shivus Amudio in Simen Yudal Rizches. However, in Ramban, in Loisa Sech Shilchof Aleph, he writes, Al Apayim Amo, the Reis Rebbe Akiva, U Tchum Medibreim Drablo Abonim. ובפרש שום מקרים את תלמודנו שיש לב בתחום על ידי רבי עקיבא אוי בהבורה על ידי רבי יוסי הולו אבונון אין בשבס לב גרידו אלא לבים של מלוכו שיש בהם מיסס בזדן אוקיי because we don't pass it along as gedolos who has a separate lab, correct? מכל מקום גם הווה יש לב because he says, that's what he's talking about. So, but he's ready to say, but there is a love of Mechamer, but his opinion is that Mechamer is one love with the love, one love with the love of Melocha. It's both subsumed under that love. It's not a separate love. Therefore, it's love Shit Nasoas Mises Bezen. So I would have said a priori, that the Ramban and the Minchas Chinuch disagree with the Ramban and of the opinion that even though Shavuos is a Melocha D'Rabbanan, but you can still be good the Shavuos even if it's not doima to one of the Lama Tes Melochas, or it's not made in the day one of the Melochas Nisyonos. That's basically what you gentlemen wanted to suggest, correct? Because the Rambam very clearly in Perichof Aleph, Aloch Aleph in Ochel Shabbos, writes, Nema Batera Tishbois, Afil Udvorim Shein Melocha, Chayim Lishbois Mehen, Udvorim Halve, Hein Sheosu Hachom Mishum Shvus, Mehen Dvorim Asurim, Menei Shedoim Melocha, Mehen Dvorim Asurim, Gzeir Hashem Yovedei Melocha, Veilain, and he goes to each Melocha, and he says, what, whether it's a doimer or it's a maybe. Derchagav, this idea that Mechamer is a lav, but it's b'chal, the whole general lav of Leisus HaMelocha, you probably see that in the Ramban Shurish Yudalit. But, and you'll also see in the Egle Tal, the Psicha Sivkot and Beis, Medivu Yesh La'ayin, we schoiker im Yesh Asay shal Tishbois betchumim. Okay? This whole issue. And he's Messiahim, Besoib, Mishuma Mishnah the Rosh Hashanah, Libet the Rabbi Ran, Vridvo, she betchumim Yesh Gam Asay. With this whole shtickle. Because of the problem from, if you learn the Sugya Kipshutai, that the reason why it's not Deicha, because they not say Deicha, Loisase Vasei, and everything mentioned in the Mishnah has to come under that category, so you're forced, you're backed into a position to say that Tchumim is an Asei Veloisase. You have no chance. You have no choice. There's a very interesting Avnei Nezer. He has a discussion, I just as you look at it, and I think he's very hesitant about saying that Tchumim is a Shvus. It's an Avnei Nezer in Chelik Or Chaim, Simen Kuf Lama Gimel, Sivkot and Gimel. Okay, that's okay. But we don't know what we're doing with Ramban, unless you say he has a different approach. Okay, so you wouldn't want to say, oh, according to Ramban, Shvus means, you know, this general idea, it's a Melacha, and Shalom Israel, okay? And then it becomes nebulous what the Ramban meant in the beginning when he was talking about Melocha by itself without an assay, and this with it being a Shvus becomes very unclear, correct? And you b'chal know what he's talking about. But making it more difficult, if I may call it the Ramban himself, right over here, the Ramban says, Vim omu be'eruv Shvus me'hoitzo'o. What is it? Shvus mevitzah. Zu harehu bechlal shvisa. The shvus midibreim melocha achas he mikama melocha shel Shabbos. Lachai says that each one of the shvusim is one of the lamates melochas. So that means he's ready to accept the Rambam's position. If you're ready to accept the Rambam's position, I challenge him to tell me, what does he say by Erev Tchumim? Is that fair?
The Baal Amor. There's a Baal Amor on. Everyone's given an Alpai Mama. So maybe it's from there.
The Dal, no, not just the Alpai.
It's only that honest?
I don't know. Look at it. Talk about it. Before you quote it, look at it, but I'm not sure, you know, if it is Negatos or not Negatos. If you do see it, you let me know. But the question is it in it, and he's talking about Hitzor of carrying things, he's talking about walking. Okay? You check it out and you get back to me. Okay? Now, next. So this, you know, makes the Ramban very strange. To Vuhuat Din, Vuhuat Tam, and to suggest that it may be the Chur, that's a separate Issa. We're all okay. But if you suggest, you already suggest that it's a Shavuos, you don't know where you're standing in Shavuos unless you change the definition and maintain the definition as the Ramban does. And saying what he says is a little confusing, to say the least. Okay? So this is the end of this part, okay? I'm very confused, but I think I presented to you, you know, what has to be presented. I don't think I, you know. Okay? You know, if you feel that I missed something, is it a blatant answer that, you know, I should have said, adrabba, adrabba. I'll sit in front of you, ketalmu v'yoshu v'fnei rav. Because I don't know. Now, let's go to Netilas Yadayim. Okay? Avol inyan Netilas Yadayim. So he's going now again. He's following. He's going to the inyan of Netilas Yadayim as far as the Issa is concerned. Because he hasn't yet get to the issue of the bracha, correct? Correct? Od shehiksha od yesh boitam al das ba'alochus she'en letilas yadayim chulin mishum mitzvah shehiksha aseifrim. Okay. Elo gezeira mishum truma k'mo she'omu per kol abosa en letilas yadayim lechulin El Mishum Shrach Truma. So he puts Netilas Yadayim of Chulin and Netilas Yadayim of Truma into one basket. Correct? Ubetruma Atzmo Gezeirah Himishmon Asidov, which goes above Bayoin. And what is it? Vo'oichel below Netilas Yadayim. Correct? Correct? And he continues a little bit later, and that will be the important thing for us. Avot truma betumas aguf ainu midvareim. So what does he want with that? This will be very important. So it means the Ramban does an amazing thing, that the problem is that midrabbanan, if I'm not neutral yadayim, it's as if I eat truma and my goof is tomei. And that's why he's, otherwise the juxtaposition of the phrase doesn't make much sense. What does he want to say? Avot truma betruma saguf einu medvreim. This is devreim. So what's it? You know, because this midrabban is that, but truma saguf mamish. If it's truma saguf mamish, it's not medvreim. Okay. So it means very clearly Ramban. That Netil Yud Ches Dovo, if there's a chi in the chi of Netil Yadayim is because of Gzeir, because of Tumah, correct? There's Tumah here, and Kilu you are Medrabbanan Tomei Kilu Lagave Yachila, and you do it till the dying, on your dying to makil that tumah, correct? But I would have said, is Yud Ches Dover Gezeiro you're not allowed to eat without the Tilus Adayim? Or it's also Chiv in Tilus Adayim? So I would have said, it's only Chiv in Tilus. It's only you're not allowed to eat without the Tilus Adayim, and do with the Tilus Adayim. And that's the Loshen, because he quotes Oichel below the Tilus Adayim. So what's he talking about? The in the tilas yadayim. The issue is achila without the tilas yadayim. What's he talking about? The tilas yadayim. Or it's about yadayim. Okay. If you remember, we talked about barichus in the Rambam in Sherish Aleph and the various gifts in the Gemara and Eruvin and what's going on. But lechayla, there's a confusion here. Okay. Now, l'cheira, that's what it is, because you look at the Mishnah and Shabbos and the Sugya, Yud-Gimel Menal, Yud-Gimel Mabez, the Mishnah, V'Elu Hein Menal Lochus, Shoma Balias Hananya, Ben Chizkia Bo, Ben Chizkia Ben Golan, Sha'ol Levakle, Nimnu V'Robu Beishama Beis Hillel, Ushmon Asadova Gozlu Bobayon. And there's a Gemara. Ushmon Asadova Gozlu. My need of Shmon Asadova. This is not an Elo Poison as a Truma. Hoichel Oichel Rishon. Voichel Oichel Sheni. Vashese Mashke Tmein. Vabo Reshe Berubo Bemayim. Shuvim. Vito Shinofo Lov. Reshe Berubo Ishtreshe Lugim. Mayim Shuvim. Vasefer. Vayodayim. It's all about things that pass on Truma. It's nothing to do with Tilas Yadayim. And he's calling Baba Yoyim. It's a little strange what he wants. Correct? Okay, is that fair? Then, as I said, L'cheira, that since the Gemara and Shabbos says, that the reason why the Gezer, the Psul, because Yudayim Askoni is saying, the reason why they were Gezer, that Yudayim Shenogu Betruma, Stam Yudayim, because Yudayim Askoni is saying, doesn't mean that you knew that you touched, but you're not sure you didn't touch. Correct? Yudayim Askoni is saying. So, then it comes out that since Yudayim Askoni is saying, and it's clear because he compares it to Tumah, that the Gzeru Matilus Yudayim is an issue of Tumah, and since he compares the Matilus Yudayim of Chulin to the Matilus Yudayim of Tumah, the Matilus Yudayim of Chulin is also Sach Tumah, it's also because of Tumah, correct? L'chol is no way out of it. L'chol is the state Ma'aban, correct? Interesting, Rashi is of the opinion that the Gzer of Yodayim of Yud Ches Dovo is because of the Kiyas. And Gnai and Mius, which is Gnai the Truma. It passes the Truma because of the Gnai and the Mius. Not because the Asconis, you're touching all different things, and it's not going to be nice to the Truma. Nothing to do with Truma. The Sach Tumah has nothing to do with Tumah. And that's the Rashi. In Shabbos then. Okay, now I can read it for you, but we'll read it later maybe, okay? But that's Rashi quotes Rabbeisov, and he himself is Machriya. That is the Gnai. Okay? Now, let's do a little more. This is an amazing thing. I just want to introduce something, we'll get to it soon, but just that, in other words, if you say that a person who eats without Netilas Yadayim as if he's Tomei as far as that which he's eating, that's one way of looking at it. Or we're afraid you're going to touch it when you're eating. Correct? Correct? There are two ways to do it. Correct. So, when you talk about mapa, helping, okay, say, so Eperah would have said that mapa helps if it's a chashash nigmaga. But if a person who has yudayim, askonis yudayim tmeis, the gavra is tomei, the gavra is truma, achil is truma, so the fact you have gloves on or whatever you put on is irrelevant. So we're just going to go through it. I just want to introduce the problem to you. So if the Gemara Chul is ready to say the mapa helps, how can you maintain that Srach Tumah, Chul is Srach Tumah, and as if the goof is Tomei? So what's going on? Okay, reasonable question. Okay. No. Let's see. So you read the Ramban, that it's very clear that it's if there's too much aguf, right? And too much aguf for achilas truma is a chin misle shemayim. That's the most in Hedron. Take Yom Aleph, Yom HaShmuel, Minayim Kohen Tomei, Shochel Tumah Teira, Shuv Bemisa Leshamayim, Tichsiv, Vashom Misa Leshmauti, Lo Yisa Lov Chet, Teira Yi, Tmei Eloi. You don't know. And the Rambam Perek Zayim Milchus Tumas Aloch Aleph. Kohen Tomei, Shochel Tumah, Osa Lechol Tumah, Bein Tmei, Bein Teira, Shnei Mayi, Shish, Mizera Am, Vachulei. אלא שכל תומי, האויכל תחומה תהיר החיים נזרי שמיים, ולפיקוך לא יקף. אוקיי? So, according to Ramban, that's exactly what the Tzilis Yadayim. Because of the Tzchim Yisnei Shemayim. So now we have the problem of the Gemara Chul and Kosayin Lanao. As I said it before, but now it's 14 to be aware of it, you know. But you have to say it's Ramban knew how to learn, you know. It's like, you know, like he caught the Ramban and the keys, something like that. Iboilahu mahu lecho b'mapa. Mi chayshinon du menoga oloi. So l'chay l'isachilo, because it's shas maga. So, l'chay l'chay it's not the pshat the gavus tomei, it's because of shash maga. Maga. Right? So you would have said that it shouldn't help. If it's the ishi yidayin tomei, it's mapa shouldn't help. So we don't know what the Ramban's talking about. Correct? Correct? Vani uloyim v'ez Hashem v'zboch. Okay. Sometimes I have the answer, sometimes I don't. I'm just honest when I don't. Okay? Not sure I have the answer, now you can decide yourself. Silichun. Lamed Gimel Mabez. Omer Rav Nachman. Omer Rabba Avua. Hocha Bechulin Shelokhu. Bechesef. Maisa Askinon. Okay? So if chulin is locha b'kesef ma'isa, that which you eat as drusha ma'isa sheni, and the question is, how do you eat it? Do you need to design? You don't need to design. What's the issue? Okay? Tisnan, kol, aton, bias, mayim, yidivay, seifrim, metame, yes, ha-kodesh, upoiz, la-tchumo, umutna, b'chulin, ובמייסה דבר מי וחום ואויסרין במייסה זה מחלות את תנוי במייסה אוקיי Dilma Ad Khan Lakliga Bona Later Meye Elabachilus Maisa. There's a Machog of Achilles Maisa. So that which we wrote in the Mishnah, Hashrechit Behem Volo Yotzim Imenu Dom, V'nechol and V'yadayim Mesuah Bois, L'fish L'huchshu B'dam, that whole mission, that whole discussion, the Gemara says, what's it talking about? It's talking about Chulun V'lokuch B'kesem Maisa. Maisa Sheni. Pligar Meil Chomim, he may die in the soul, but he's placeless. Maisa Sheni Allah. Right? That's what's going on, correct? That's what the Gemara says. The question is, what's the machlokes about according to the Sinai Rashi? Is the main rabbon the machlokes about the het achilus Maisa Sheni, with die in the soul voice? Or according to everyone, it's mutalekol yadayim with supers. This will be an important thing. Okay, the question is also to eat it. What's the problem? So comes Rashi, and this is the machlokes v'shirin. Okay, comes Rashi then chulin lama gimel and beis fill ma'ad kan lo kos rabbonim el d'osu leechol mi shiyod of mesua voice. Lo yecho b'ma'ase sheni, d'asum b'ma'ase b'ma'ase d'asum b'ma'ase b'ma'ase achila mashma. D'asum b'ma'ase, that's what it says. Asum b'ma'ase is achila. The problem of the adayim is a problem of achila. So it comes at that point to see Rashi, even though your dying psulais, mesuavois, don't pass on Maisa Sheni, there's still a machlokes of main rabbonon, you muta lech on Maisa Sheni, you're dying mesuavois. Which is very interesting. Which is very helpful for us, maybe. Okay? And the embassy is the Ramban learns to go more like Rashi. Okay? I thought it's a good find. It comes the Ramban. In Chulun Lama Gimel Beis. It says like this. Chom. Dermat chom oisum ma'ase. Pirish. Mishumai ledobu rabon ma'ase ki truma. They made with rabon ma'ase like truma. V'achav betuma shel divreim. The So it's not legabe mage. The Alpha Pisha called Tom B.S. Might be safe from Shani who? The Alma ain't Shani who is a Shlisi, even Maasel. So you have that the Ramban is like Rashi. That's also Lechol Maise Shani Bedayim Besuah voice. Afshara Maise Shani, ain't a Nifsa Bachilus Maise Shani Bedayim Besuah voice. Okay? However, our voice said, Tesis Rid, there is Chilis. On both Rashi and Ramban. Tesis Rid. Is you know, Aberichas on this is not negate anything now. Tez Rid, you will not find in the Chulin. You will find the Chagiga on your Ches of Aleph, there must call Tom. Okay? If you want, I can read it to you. And it could be, I said, maybe it's like Tez, maybe it works together with Tez and Chulin, whatever it is. All you have to think, correct? So maybe you can begin to imagine the chayra that you should assume that the gzeira of eating b'yadayim b'suavos is a gzeira of the tumas aguf, because the isa of eating ma'aseh sheni b'tumas haguf, but by touching it, you don't do anything. Correct? And that's what Netilas Yadayim is all about. Correct? So Shai, what's going on with Mappa? So, you know, you have this Ramban over there with the Rashi, and you have the Sugi Mappa. So Shai is what happens. Okay? I don't want to get involved in this, okay? You know, you might want to ask out, because since Rashi has a Machlokes Rabbeisa, whether the Tzivus Yadayim is because of Gnai and Mius, or it's because of Tumah. So, you know, if it's because of Tumah, which Rashi doesn't look like that, you can imagine that they made the Guf Tomei also. But if it's only because of Gnai, the whole thing becomes a little strange. Okay? But that's not what I'm interested in now. We're here to explain the Ramban. Correct? Now, let's continue. I want to tell you something. I would tell you that the Ramban learns Pshat and Mappa like this. That the Ramban learns that they were geizer, that the goof medarbon is tomei because of the Yadayim, only because the Yadayim could touch what you're eating. But if the Yadayim can't touch what you're eating, it's as if you're eating without hands. And if you're eating without hands, there's no tumas aguf. Okay? That is all very nice. Okay? And I'm just telling you, I don't know if this negated to us, it becomes a little bit odd, okay? Okay. And you have to ask yourself what this means, but oh, I don't want to go into this now. But it's very strange. Because if you think about it, so what's going on in the Sri Chulin Lamed Gimel? Because according to Rashi and the Ramban, even if you touch the Ma'aseh Sheni, it's not a problem. Okay? It's only because you, midrabon, as far as achila, you have a tumor, correct? Right? So this person who's eating Ma'aseh Sheni, and we don't even care if you touch it, there would be a difference if you had a mappa, you don't have a mappa. Because even if you touch it, it doesn't do anything. But since you could touch it, you know, it's like, you know, it's a very, very odd thing if you think about it. But if you think about it, maybe that's what you have to say. I don't know. Because they don't play this out. Very odd. Because I could have said, I imagine mappa because the touching is meaningful. But mappa would be meaningful even if the touching is meaningless. And a person, because you can't imagine saying that in the Suyin Chul Lamed Gimel, a person with a mappa can't eat the Ma'aseh Sheni, because the Tumah is allowed to eat. Okay? It's very odd, but that's really not our issue. Okay? So, but I think, you know, this, you know, you can answer on Rambam, it's a very interesting thing. What are we saying, Lamaisa? Because you may touch, therefore what? You know, what does it all mean? Okay. The Tezrid, in other words, according to Tezrid, maybe is of the opinion that the whole issue in the Tzivus Yadayim is only because of Maga. So there's no problem of touching the Ma'aseh Sheni, so they couldn't have had an issue of the Tzivus Yadayim, and the whole issue couldn't have existed. But according to Ramban, it's certainly not like that. Okay? And that's the important thing for us. Okay. Now, let's now do it again. Let's go back to this Rashi and the Rabbeisov. Rashi in Shabbos, Yudalim Rav Aleph. Vayedayim mipnei shayedayim askonios hein. Okay. Saplash askonios v'noigin bipsoroi uvamokoim tinoifes ugnai l'tchuma b'kach v'nimas li'oichlin kishenogeya bo v'yedayim mesuavos. That's Rashi. There's a taste of Rosh there you might want to see that might support this approach. Okay, at least quote the Rashi. And he's mevayer that the gzeira of stam yodayim legabe tumo is not because of tumo, but it's b'teres genai. If the yodayim are tmeis, it's a whole different story. But the gzeira of stam yodayim is the problem. That's the taste of Rosh in Chul Lama Gimel Lama Gimel Taf Lama Gimel Tivri Alma Udu Ktumas Tukuli Alma. Okay? That's what he adds at the end. We're confused Rosh Per Kam the Shabbos. So the Rosh is the Rosh in Chul. Di mishum de chashin and duma noga betuma in kein kol gufa nami li boi tvila. But if you know that you die with tvila, you touch kis vakli, this is a different issue. But if it's askonis, you worried about tuma, washing mechal between the guf and you. And the whole Rashi and the Gnai is about askonis. Okay? However, that's Rabbi Seinu Mufoshim, Rashi says the name of Rabbi Yisov, Hashin and Shemenogu Yodav Betuma Venitmo, Vekashili, Inke Necha Shemenogu Be'avatuma, Venimsa Rishon Vietma Ditameno. So why do you think it's something which is, the Gascon is only something which is Matama Yadayim? And not the rest of the goof? The Oi, Maishra Yadayim Lechudayu. B'chol gufa nigzal l'fsot tshuma. Shem enogu yodam b'tshuva nisnit nev kogu v'yoyim l'yisag b'tila el b'tfila. And the embassy is Rabbi Nudov in the Pesachim that if you test him at Aleph tries to support these Rabbonim. Rabbi Nedovid holds that they were geizer stam yadayim because of chashash negiya berisha l'tuma. Okay, and the Rash is like that. It's not even the key. It's the Rashi yadayim perek aleph mishnah hey. Beseder. Says mamash big machlokes shoyin about this issue. Okay. But whatever it is, the Rabban has to hold all this. That it's Tuma, that's what I would assume. Because the Tuma, you compare it to Tuma Zaguf. And the whole discussion of Tuma, it's Ach Tuma, and this, and that's Askonius. The Chiddush is that the Sugi's Tuma and Tuma's are dying, which is Mama Shapella, okay? And he says that it's Tuma Zaguf. And Lachaira, even though it's so, that's the Gemara says in Chulin, according to the Rabban, that there's a Gzeira from Achila Batuma, and we said that Mappa would help because Kilo you don't have your dying. Okay? That's what you have. Now, next. So now we understand the Ramban in the continuation. So according to Ramban, the key is in Teneriffus is Tuma. Umasha Omu, V'oi at the end. Mishum mitzvah pirush abayi goes to abayi and goes about the mitzvah and the tilus yadayim. V'nischa bo v'mirei shahari oich l'tchumo nolik miyadayim v'chozo v'yomar v'yoy mishum shetzivo chom keng zeyo d'tchumo v'rova pirush yesh bo oitzmach medrash l'divrei teira u'mitzvah l'shmo d'ivra b'lozo ben aroch d'chsiv v'chol eshiga b'chorom v'chulei mikan tzom rachom v'tilus yadayim v'nateri d'ashim noho achat shalei shotav B'mayim tomet. Mikol mokoyim, mipnei hatuma nigzah. That's very clear. We have to understand what the mikol mokoyim is, because l'fum hita, you shouldn't be able to interpret the issue of mitzvah b'shum gzeiris tumah. That's mikol mokoyim. He's still explaining that it has to do with the mitzvah. And the question is how. I'll have to come back to this. And the emes is the same thing in the Ramban. You find the two of Kuf Nun Ches. V'yivorech al netil z'daim. Alpha pi she'en alam ad abon shetichu netil l'chulim mishum shrach tumah pirush. Shal yobo lecho tumah b'lo netila. V'stam yedayim shniyis. L'tumah u'paisel sa tumah. Mishumochi tiknu she'erogalitol af l'chulim. V'yavapi she'lohoy yitzorach l'chulim v'la'ab b'nei kibuli tumah ninu. V'shayach limit tivonu b'dobe shumid rabonu v'asimuchu alav d'loy sosu. The question is, what does he mean? What's the bracha about? And what's the mitzvah? And l'chayra, it's also then in the takonu tivonu b'dayim l'chulim is also tibulu b'mashke. Because both the tears die from mashkel is also, it's certainly for tumor, so it's all one. And this, you know, we can talk about, but this, I think, you know, takes care of the beginning of this. Okay? Batzlocha.